This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I am super excited to have him back on the show, because I think they finally got all their ducks in a row, and I think they're about to turn the corner, and their yield curve line is about ready to expand. We're talking no other than Roushine Inc. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RSAU. Very undervalued at 0.3 cents here with a market cap around 1.5 million. And with us today is the chairman of the company. We're very fortunate to have him. He's calling us all the way over from Dublin across the pond, Mr. Les McCall. Les, thank you very much for coming on the show. Greatly appreciate it.
No problem, Everett. But the problem is, I'm in Devon at the moment, not in Dublin.
Oh, Devlin. That's what I meant. Devlin.
Anyway, sorry. I mean, up in Scotland.
Yeah. You've been all over the place. I do understand that. You just released a new press release today, being March the 26th. Can you explain a little bit to myself and my listeners what that really means?
Yeah, what it is we've been doing a rebuild, a distillery in Scotland, and at last we're going to be finished somewhere between the 12th and the 15th of next month. That refit's been allowed us to do a full barrel bank inside the distillery. One of the things that's been holding everything up is the people like Park Street and people like this, the bigger companies and distributors in America. They wanted large volumes, and when the physical cost is about $500,000 for a container, it costs a lot of money to be able to provide the amount of containers they wanted. But the problem is, as I said, cash flow has always been an issue. But as of today, what's happened for us, we've had confirmation that we've got secured traditional banking and financing for our purchase orders and accounts receivable. This allows us to finance a big growth without any dilution of the shares for the shareholders. So it's been a big thing for us. And at the moment, we're in discussions of, in the first month, being allowed to go between 1 million and expanding to 5 million with this kind of financing, which is massive. It just lets us do years of work in advance, so to speak.
Well, one thing I'm really excited to have you on the show, you guys are currently in talks with 5 U.S. distributors. I think that you did sign, or you're going to sign, a letter of intent, and that's going to start bringing revenues into your company, yes?
Yeah, very much so. But what did worry us in the past is, because we've had to turn so many of them away after we'd done all the aging and all the sampling of the rums, the whiskies and everything, it was just the sheer volume that everybody was asking for. And with the problems they've had in places like China and Australia needing volume, and the prices being going up so dramatically, especially on the whiskey side and the Scotch whiskey, it's just been a very slow process because of not being able to have the money and say, yes, you can have a container. So it's been a bit upsetting, keep refusing people, but now we've got the finance backing. It's opening all kinds of doors as of today for us, and we're still close to, in the next 2 weeks, finishing the barrel banks in Scotland, which will make a major difference, and it allow us to expand the production as much as we need to.
What's the difference, investing, say, between gold and whiskey and spirits?
Well, that's been the shock for everybody in the past month or two. What's happened is rum is the big one coming along. We know gin's hit the market big in the past year, but rum's the next big one. It's on the same lines as whiskey. But what's happened is in the past, everybody's looked towards gold, diamonds, platinum, and things like this. And what the market's seen is, now they've done some checking on whiskies and the spirit side, is that over the past 10 years, they've not averaged, say, 5% or 8% a year, but over the past 10 years, it's in all the newspapers that they've averaged about 585.5%.
Wow.
That's about 58.5% a year
a
minimum.
Year. Yeah. Wow.
A year. So that's You know, that's just across the board, but some of it is been earning a lot more interest than that. So the market has been getting tighter. There hasn't been the volume there. And it's outmanned gold by 10 times, 8 to 10 times every year, but it's never been noticed. It's always been under the radar, and now it's come on the radar. The input from the Chinese and Australia and places like that wanting to buy bulk and barrels. I'll give you, for instance, some barrels you could have bought 2 years ago would have averaged about $2,500. That's what we're charging for a barrel at the moment. And then barrels, if they go to a normal auction house, they'll fetch on average per bottle, that still only works out that they're going to get about $20 to $30 a bottle. But that means when you're hitting $35 a bottle, that barrel's worth $10,000.
Wow.
So, you know, it turns around very, very quickly. We've got a process which, at the moment, we've got permission for, which is called Adopter Barrel. And this is allowing people, and it opens up the whole industry for us. In the past, we've had this restriction about what we can provide to people. But with Adopter Barrel, what that means is we can allow a person to adopt the contents of that barrel. So every time, instead of us having to wait months to produce a product, when somebody orders it, that product is already in storage. So what we're doing is we've got three-year-old whiskies and rums, and that's in storage. So when our bottling side wants to use it, we pay that barrel a bonus. So to give you an idea, if you purchase the barrel for $2,500, when it comes to you, the bottling plant wanting to use that, if that uses that once a month or once a week or even more, then every single time it uses it, you receive £250. So you get 10%
on your money
of what you've invested.
Yeah.
Every single time it's invested it. So by the end of the year, you've turned one barrel into six barrels. And the benefits were not allowed, which is under the UK government. And I know America is very similar. Under the tax benefits, there is no tax on whiskies and things like this, because of the angel share and that. So, but that's, you know, that has to be validated by your local accountants, who can legally make the statements on that.
As for my listeners, if you want to learn more about this company, go to their website, drinkrushine.com. You'll learn a lot about it, maybe even how to invest in the company. My guest today is Les McCall. He's the chairman of Rushine Inc. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol RSAU. Les, let me ask you this before I let you go. There's been a rumor on campus you guys are going to start dabbling into the CBD market. What is that all about?
What it is the CBD market was approached, and everybody had a very bad problem with CBD because it's an oil and it separates very easy from water. We had a slightly different process, which, as you can imagine, we've done the registrations and we don't want to part with the information other than saying, because it's been blended into spirits, there's a certain way you must do it and at certain temperatures. Now, if you mix CBD into any product and there's a temperature change, the oil will separate and float. It's like any normal oil. But when it's blended correctly into a spirit, before any waters or any other contents have got there, then that balances itself out, so it stays within the product. Like, we introducing two drinks at the moment, which is one, which is Devon Clotted Cream Rum and a Highland Scottish Island Cream Whiskey. And we've test run CBD in there, which was what we call a full spectrum, 1,000 mil full spectrum. It's been a smash hit. But what we need now is to co-partner with sales in other countries, because we can manufacture it. We need now to look at the outlets, and once we're told that, it should stream very quickly.
You know, before I let you go, I want you to kind of do a wrap-up for me. What should my listeners take away from this interview, and maybe your take on your stock, how it's so undervalued, especially your market cap?
Yeah, I mean, it's not just that it's undervalued, but it's like the Adopter Barrel. We only got notification on Friday, and already since Friday, 50% of the barrels have been taken up. So if anybody out there does want to adopt a barrel, then they can, you know, just watch this space and see how that goes, especially with the shares. That should make a dramatic difference. And having the financing so we don't have to keep refusing containers to all these countries is, it's just going to be so dramatic over the next few weeks. You know, it's kind of really is watch this space.
Well, you've been listening to the chairman of Rushine Inc., Les McCall. Les, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I know you're all the way across the pond. It's always a pleasure to have you on my show. I hope you come back in 40 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company. I wish you nothing but continued success.
No, thank you, Everett. Thank you again.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.